does it say about today?
August 23rd. 23 August. This is day of the year number 235. You've got 130 remaining. It's the 34th Sunday of the year. Better known to you as National Find Your Inner Nerd Day. There must be an Urkel in there somewhere. See if you can't find him. He's probably hungry, you know. And that's good because today's National Sponge Cake Day. I guess it needs a day. I've never eaten a sponge. But it's not a taking the bath sponge. It's a feeding your Urkel sponge. And then you and Urkel can go and celebrate Ride the Wind Day. That has something to do with strapping a kite to your back and jumping off a cliff. Maybe just watch other people celebrate Ride the Wind Day. At Moon, waxing his gibbous. That's right, with that sun up there around Capricorn. Capricorn is a goat. It often affects your knees. You going fishing today? Today's a fair day for fishing, and you best to go down in the morning. Color of the day is amber, and the smell is eucalyptus. If you're planning on doing any planting today, it's a great day to plant your above-ground crops. Did you set your eggs today? I hope not, because today ain't no good for setting eggs. But today is a good day to do you some bacon. It's a great day to cut you some firewood. It's a good day to cut your hair if you want it to grow a little more this year. It's a good day to cut the grass if you want it to grow a little bit more this year. It's a good day to castrate your stupid farm animals. It's a good day to dig a hole. It's a great day to wean. It's a good day to do some potty training. It's a great day to begin logging. And it's a good day to set posts or pour you some concrete. It was today when we lost that William Wallace, the Scottish patriot who was executed for high treason by Edward I of England at Smithfield, London. That poor feller was disemboweled and beheaded. Which one do you think sucked worse? I'm going to think that the disembowelment. They chopped his head off. Take that, William. Billy. You like that, Billy? It was on this day back in 1971 when we lost the original Shamu, the Sea World Orca. He never got to see Free Willy. It was on this day back in the year 79, right about, when Mount Vesuvius began stirring on the feast day of Vulcan, the Roman god of fire, and goes on to destroy Pompeii. Got him. Happy birthday, Doris Fisher. She's the co-founder of The Gap, y'all. She was born in San Francisco, California, 1931. Happy birthday, Keith Moon. Hey, out of Keith Moon has a birthday, too. He's born out in 1946 out in London, England. And a big happy birthday to Rudy Rudinger. Y'all know Rudy, born 1948. We love you, Rudy. And it was today, 2005, when we lost the Canadian author and urban explorer, Ninjalicious. I don't know nothing about Ninjalicious, but I picked him just because his name was Ninjalicious. Very few men in history have been named after a body of water and a bird, but today is one of them's birthday. River Phoenix, that's right, born in Madras, Oregon in 1970. And happy birthday to the Black Mamba, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, back in 1978. Kobe Bryant, we honor you today. Happy birthday, big dog. I reckon that's all you'll need, and we'll see you tomorrow.